This is 90.7 WFAE News. I'm Kevin Kniestad. Mark Maron has been doing comedy for over two decades, be it stand-up, on the radio, or television comedy specials. But his popularity has really taken flight over the last several years with his twice-weekly podcast called WTF with Mark Maron, which has reached number one on the iTunes comedy section multiple times, and his current television show on IFC called Maron. He'll be performing in Charlotte at the Comedy Zone for three nights starting tonight, and he joins us now. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am okay. I'm doing my laundry in California as we speak. I am putting things in the dryer. I just want to loop people in on my exciting life.
Are you doing the darks or lights right now?
The dark. Thank you for asking. That was a very delicate question. I think you handled it very well.
Your podcast, WTF with Mark Maron, which features conversations with comedians and other celebrities, has become extremely successful since you started it in 2009. What inspired you to want to start a podcast, and did you ever see it becoming as popular as it is?
I had no idea what would happen with the show, and what really drove me to my garage to start talking on a mic was desperation. At that time, I'd been doing comedy almost half my life, a good 20 years. I'd been on Conan some 50 times. I'd done specials on HBO and Comedy Central, and I worked very hard as a comic my entire life, but I never really got much traction. I was never able to really, pull an audience. And, and I was going through a bad divorce, and my manager had hung me out to dry, and I was in a bad place. And I'd done a little radio, and I knew that people were doing podcasts. So we just started to kind of feel it out. And then when I moved back to L.A., I put my mics up, in my garage, and sort of the show evolved from there.
Well, certainly the show has some traction now, but you're still in the garage, correct?
It's a magic place. Why would anyone leave a magic place? I mean, I'd always had a dream of working out of my garage, doing men's work in my garage. And, it's very cozy and very cluttered. And something happens in here, There's something about podcasting, about not being a junket stop at a radio studio where people come into my home, have a water, go to the bathroom, make them some coffee or whatever they need. Sometimes if they're British, I make them tea. And then we come out here and we sit down. And the best thing that can happen is they forget that, they're talking on microphones, and that tends to happen.
You star in a television show in its second season on IFC called Maron, which kind of seems to draw from many elements of your real life. Between that and the podcast, is it at a point now where it's just the best formula is just kind of talking about yourself and just being yourself?
Well, I think as a comic, that was oddly what I was striving for. A lot of comics initially set out to be entertainers and seek love and do their thing. I think I was really on some sort of journey to sort of be myself. And I think that, a few years ago in the garage, I arrived there and my comedy became better. I really think I'm doing the best comedy of my career. I mean, I went through years of sort of evolving and moving through anger and figuring out where I stood up there. But I think that the podcast and the way people respond to it, that I've done something purely mine and my comfort level and the way I use my imagination now, it sort of all hinges on having a freedom of mind that comes from being, who I am.
I read that when Saturday Night Live overhauled the cast in 1995, you auditioned and you felt like you probably didn't get cast because you were high during a meeting with SNL producer Lorne Michaels. Looking back at who did get cast during this season, do you feel that something that you could have been a part of and fit into well back then?
I think there were other reasons other than me being slightly stoned. Certainly that's something he had dealt with before, I would imagine. But it wasn't like I was botching the meeting. I was just very self-conscious. And I don't know that I really was ready to handle it. I got to be honest with you. It took me a good 20 years to really be comfortable with myself, to understand what I could do with my talent and what my limitations were.
Mark Maron hosts the podcast WTF with Mark Maron and stars in the IFC television show Maron. He'll be performing for three nights starting tonight at the Comedy Zone. Thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
Before Mark Maron got off the phone, he took a few moments to share some personal thoughts on Robin Williams.
In April 2010, I did an interview with him. I drove to his house and sat down with him with the mics, and he was ready to talk about a lot of things.
And look what we do for a living in terms of stand-up. You get to do stuff that if you did it, you know, just on the street, people go, that man. And you're going, but you're doing it in a club. All of a sudden, there's license to thrill, that old thing. You can do this stuff. But, like you said, the line, stepping over and back over the line of like, what are you going to find out? You're going to find out that, you know, you're this weird, insecure guy who does this and looks and looking like Lenny Bruce said, for love. Going, do you love me?
Yeah.
Temporarily?
Yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah.
And then and can you put that at risk going, I don't care if you love me. I got to say this. And that's where I guess sometimes you go, is that an artist or is it a sociopath?
You know, it changed me as a person to be there and to be able to hold my side of the conversation in an emotional way when you have somebody, you know, as significant and as charismatic and amazing as Robin, you know, talking to you about very personal things. And, you know, that conversation changed my life and it changed everything for me. And he was a very sweet guy and there was nobody like him.